Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
This is a game changer, they say. A new weight loss pill. It's showing promising results in clinical trials, offering similar benefits to injectable drugs like Ozempic. But it comes in a once-daily tablet. It's called Orforglipron, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. The drug could mark a major shift in how we manage both weight and type 2 diabetes. I'm joined now by Dr. Mick Crotty, who's lead for obesity with the Irish College of General Practitioners. Dr. Mick Crotty, you're very welcome.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
First is a lesson on how to pronounce this drug. I said Orforglipron. Is that right?
That's what I'd call it as well. I don't know where they come up with these names. It sounds like a transformer or something. Yeah.
Well, it is a transformer, we're told, in some sense. Is it as much of a game changer as they're making out in the media?
Yeah, I suppose kind of every time there's a new obesity medication, it's a game changer. So I think it's to temper it a little bit. I suppose the big thing is this is a once daily oral medication that does similar things to the weekly injectable medications we have at the moment. The big difference is going to be that potentially because it's a tablet, it's easier to manufacture, it's cheaper to manufacture. It doesn't have to be refrigerated. So that has implications for supply chains and supplying it and manufacturing it. And you don't need these costly pens and devices. So potentially the hope is that this will be available to more people at a lower cost, and a lower cost to the health system, which is vital.
Yeah, my God, I mean, the benefits that you've outlined there are huge, it seems to me, as a layperson. What stage are we at, Mick, with this drug?
So at the moment, it's in phase 3 clinical trials, which is kind of the trials that need to be done to look at safety and effectiveness. And then an application will be made for approval, usually in the US to the FDA first and then to the European Medicines Agency. So these phase 3 clinical trials, the one that just got announced a couple of days ago was in people with diabetes treated with this medication. And it showed that it's as good at improving HbA1c, so average blood sugar, and the weight loss in these trials was similar to the other medications. And in the diabetes trials, we see that people don't seem to lose as much weight. It was about, on average, 8% in this population. But there are other trials going on for people living with obesity. And in earlier studies, we suspect that it may be in around 14-15% body weight change in somebody with obesity, which would be very significant for health.
What about side effects?
So side effects are very similar to the injectables. It's mostly gastrointestinal. It's nausea, heartburn, eggy sulfur, burps, constipation, diarrhea. And then there can be side effects from weight loss, so things like gallstones and complications of gallstones. But it seems to be as well tolerated, and there's no new safety concerns, which is a big thing, because just last week there was a similar medication, an oral GLP-1 from Pfizer, that the clinical trial was stopped because of concern about liver toxicity. So that doesn't seem to be the case with this medication, which is very positive.
Okay. You said it'd be cheaper. How much cheaper, I wonder?
So I suppose we don't know, and that may depend on Lilly, the manufacturers, but if they can produce it, mass produce it easier, and it doesn't need the refrigeration, the storage and the delivery pens, then the hope is that it will be, you know, at a lower cost. And, you know, if that's the case, then the hope might be that it becomes reimbursed, you know, by drug payment scheme or medical card. Because at the moment, there's a huge inequity. People with obesity are forced to pay for these medications, and really the people who may need them most for their health are not able to access them. So it's people who have money that can pay for them.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll be rectified. My question is, Eli Lilly, where are they based? And I wonder, will they be based here in Ireland if they are here much longer with all the tariffs that are flying across the Atlantic?
Yeah, I believe that there was a facility purchased somewhere around Athlone or somewhere in the Midlands actually to produce medications like this not so long ago. Now, that may have changed with the tariffs and everything else, but certainly they are. They do have a base here in Ireland. And, you know, if it is produced here again, that might be hopefully a positive thing.
Well, I'll leave you out of the geopolitics for a second and all the tariffs. Can I ask you one final question, though? And this relates to the treatment of obesity using drugs like this. For a certain cohort, obviously, it's a necessity. I wonder, though, sometimes, are we treating the symptom as opposed to treating the root cause with the ultra processed foods and the type of diet and the sedentary lifestyle that we're accustomed to now, and we're treating the result then with drugs. Am I down the wrong track altogether here, or is that, should that be addressed as well?
No, that's something that comes up all the time. And I think for me, it's important to draw a distinction between prevention. So, you know, the food environment, access to healthy foods, play spaces, advertising to children, you know, education, you know, that's vital for prevention. When somebody is living with a chronic disease of obesity, so excess weight that's having a negative impact on their health, that person deserves treatment. And treatment is nutrition therapies, medications, surgical therapies. So prevention is absolutely vital. And we need to absolutely continue with that. But we also need treatment for people who have the disease. And, you know, healthy eating, physical activity for many people is not a treatment for obesity. It may be a preventative strategy. But, you know, for somebody who has significant health impairment, that may not work to control obesity. So we need to do both. And it's not one or the other. People who I meet who are living with obesity, they're already focusing on healthy eating and physical activity and sleep and stress. But because of their biology and their environment, it's much more challenging. So definitely we have to both. And from the healthcare system point of view, we need more support. We need support for GPs to have these conversations and resourcing. We need referral pathways. We need more access to surgery, to medication, to dietitians. So, you know, there's going to have to be a big shift in the future. But medications like this potentially will add to what we can do for people.
Yeah. Is research, or is it just me, is research yielding more therapies and medications and drugs in the obesity sphere? Or is that just because we're paying more attention, I wonder, in the media? Or what do you make of that question?
I think it's both. There is a huge pipeline. Every big pharma company seems to have a product or something in development or something coming to treat obesity, because obviously it's such a huge medical issue across the world. In Ireland, about 23% of the Irish population are living with obesity based on body mass index criteria. So that's nearly one in four people. So obviously there's a huge market for pharma companies, and there's a huge number of medications. Like, soon with these medications, people will be guaranteed 20-25% weight loss, which is similar to bariatric surgery. Mm-hmm. But the challenge will be doing it in a way that's healthy and treating people the appropriate, that need treatment, whose health is affected. These are not weight loss skinny jabs, quick fixes. These are not for people to be skinny. These are for people whose health is affected by excess weight.
Okay. Well, the drug we're talking about is orforglipron. Look, have a word with them about the names, Mick, and we'll sort that out at the very least. Thank you very much indeed for giving me that informed insight into that new drug that's at the moment in clinical trials. Dr. Mick Crotty, lead for obesity with the Irish College of General Practitioners. Thank you.